弟兄姊妹又什么平安
Greeting. Good morning, everybody.
很高兴今天我们有一个联合敬拜
I'm so delighted this morning we have a joint worship together.
因为 Pastor 生病了
Because our Pastor is sick this morning.
孔华辉也生病了
And Brother Kong is also sick.
所以我们只能在一起联合敬拜
So this morning we have a joint worship together.
我们联合敬拜实际上应该是更好一点联合敬拜应该是更好的一种敬拜联合敬拜
怎么样
Your joint worship is better worship than we separate
So we should have more
因为敬拜就是在公众场合一个公开的宣扬神的爱神的恩典
Because worship is a time for us to express our love to our God
我们先做一个祷告
Let's pray together
亲爱的父神我们感谢你
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
让我们能够在这里公开自由地敬拜您。
Because we can worship here freely to you.
您将尘土中将我们高举。
You leave all of us to you.
使我们成为您的儿女。
Because we are all your children.
满享基督的恩典。
And we fill with Christ's grace.
感谢主赐给我们平安和喜乐。
We thank give thanks to you because you give us peace and joy.
愿主引导我们
We ask that you believe us in this worship
能够脱下旧人穿上新人
So we can forget the past and become a newness
能够在世上做盐做光
So we become the salt and light for you
传扬基督的爱
And spread your love to people
基督的福音
And your gospel
使万人得救
So people can be safe
求主保守我们今天的敬拜
We ask that you will lead our worship this morning
让我们敬拜能够化作馨香的火祭到达主的面前。
So we become our worship become a fragrance to you.
愿主得着一切的荣耀。
May you get all the glory.
也愿主保守 Pastor 孔汉威弟兄生病。
We also pray for Pastor and Brother Kong for their health.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们也许是两周以前这个我们就是经历新年。我们讲那个上周我们讲了个新年新心智所以今天呢我们继续讲个新年新行动在讲之
As you know that this is the New Year and the Chinese New Year and last 2 weeks we talk about the newness that we have a new mind
下面我们读今天的所用到的经文
And this is the verses that we're going to study this morning
我们一起来读
Let's read together. You can read in English. Ephesians chapter 4:21.
如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，
that is in Jesus.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏
了。
又要将你们的心智更换一新并且穿上新人这新人是照的形象照的有真理的仁义和圣洁我们谈到这一段经文很短
When you study this passage, it's very short.
它有一个条件句
But there's a conditional sentence.
就是如果说我们听过基督的福音被教导过
If you have heard the gospel and be taught
我们也承认耶稣基督就是真理
And you believe that Christ is the truth
我有通过耶稣基督才能够得到拯救
Through Christ and you get the salvation
我们接纳基督成为我们个人的救主
And he become your own savior, personal savior
这时候我们就成为一个门徒
So we become his disciples
我们就会有下边三个必然的结果。
Then you have the consequences, the result of the following three things.
第一个，脱去旧人。
The first thing is to get rid of the old self.
这是一个主动式的动词。
It's an action, active.
心智被改变。
And your mind will be changed.
这是一个被动式的动词。
And this is a passive sense.
主要体现必须被圣灵的引导，顺服圣灵的引导。
Because you have to follow the Holy Spirit and guide by the Holy Spirit.
第三个是穿上新人。
And the third thing is you have to wear the new self.
这也是一个主动式的。
And this is also active sense.
体现我们每个人都必须付出自己的努力和艰辛。
In other words, everybody has to actively involve in your faith to study the Bible.
这三个就像一个组合拳一样。
So these three things just like a group.
就是耶稣的门徒。
And then you become Jesus' disciple.
需要改换心智。
So you have to change your mind.
需要脱去旧人。
You put off your old self.
需要穿上新人。
And then put on the new self.
就像一个糖尿病的患者。
Just like a sick person that has diabetes.
他必须按时用药。
That he has to take the medication according to the time.
必须同时锻炼身体。
And he also needs to exercise.
还必须同时控制饮食。
And also control the diet.
如果是缺上一个，
If you are missing one of them,
你的疾病不可能好。
And you will continue to be sick.
假如说你用上药了，但是你还整天大吃大喝。
Just like if you continue to take the medication, but you still are not controlling your diet, eat anything you want.
糖尿病不会好的。
So your diabetes will not be healed.
同样，我们作为耶稣的门徒。
Similarly, if you become Jesus' disciples,
如果你的心智你愿意改换
so if you can change your mind,
但是你没有行动
but if you don't have action,
依然停在原地
so you will stay in where you are,
依然不是一个健康的耶稣的门徒
you are not a healthy disciples,
所以这三个必须同时进行
so this thing has to be, we do it at the same time?
我们大概先复习一下上次我们所讲的改换这个心智。
Let's review the, what I have taught a couple of weeks ago.
我们的心智是受着圣灵的引导。
Our mind is guided by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的心智就是圣灵引导的思想、意志。
So the Holy Spirit will guide our mind, our thinking.
只要我们愿意顺服圣灵的引导。
So as long as you submit to the Holy Spirit.
我们的心智必然会改变。
So your mind will be changed.
我们改变心智有几个原则。
But there are several principles you have to follow.
首先，我们已经有了基督的心。
First, you have to have Christ, the mind of Christ.
我们这时候才能以基督的心为心。
So you can be only to be follow his mind.
就像说，如果一个它是一个鸭子，它自然会在水里边游泳。
Just like give example, if you are a duck, you will swim in the pond.
如果你是一个鸡。你在水里边再怎么学鸭子，你也学不来。
But if you're a chicken, you cannot swim in the pond.
所以我们有了基督的心。
So if you have the mind of Christ,
才可能我们以基督的心为心。
Then you can be follow Christ.
我们作为神的门徒。
So if you become a disciple of Christ,
必须有一个长大的心智。
So you need to have a mind of Christ.
这是神的心智。
This is God's mind.
就像是我们父母生下孩子以后
Just like a parent have a new baby.
精心照顾他
To take care of this baby.
目的是让他从心智上、生量上一同增长
Because the parent want to let the baby grow physically and in his mind.
是否听说过有父母生下来说他不愿意孩子生长呢
Have you ever heard about a parent thatA baby and never want the baby to grow up?
绝对没有。
Never.
有苗不愁长，就是他生下来，他会 take care, 他会精心护理，让他生长。
So the parents want the kids to grow up.
所以我们耶稣神也希望我们在主里边一同成长。
So Christ and God want us to grow in the spirit.
下一个就是要有专一的心智。
The second thing we have aPure mind.
就是我们随时随地都是仰望基督。
That means in all the time we have to commit yourself to Christ.
信靠基督。
To trust in Him.
就像指南针一样。
Just like the compass.
指南针不管在高山。
For the compass, no matter where you are in the high hill.
不管在低谷。
Or in the valley.
不管在陆地。
Whatever, on the land.
或者是海洋。
Or in the water, in the sea.
或者是屋里边。
Inside the house,
屋子外边
or outside,
椅子上
on the chair,
桌子上
on the table,
地板上
on the floor,
任何情况下
any condition,
任何地方
any place,
它主指向南边北边
The compass always pointing to the north direction.
但是为什么叫指南针呢
But Chinese says the compass is pointing the south, which is pointing north.
我们的心智就是要这样。
So our mind is just like this.
不管是你在顺境当中。
So whenever you are in the difficulties, tribulation.
不管你是在逆境当中。
Or in the tribulation, yeah.
我们永远是指向神的。
So we always pointed to God.
我星期五晚上分享。Friday.
On Friday, a Bible study, we share something like this.
就是有一个人工作很忙。
There's a person, he works very hard.
以致工作的没时间读圣经。
So he doesn't have time to study the Bible.
突然有一天他被 lay off 了。
Suddenly, one day, he was laid off by the company.
我们在北美 lay off 是经常见的事情。
So in North America, it's very easy.
没有一个人希望自己被 lay off.
But nobody wants to be laid off by the company.
Lay off 是通常很沮丧。
So once you are laid off, you'll be very depressed.
但是他换了一个角度。
But this person, he changed his mind.
他说，我工作太忙了，我没时间读圣经。现在被 lay off, 感谢神给我时间读圣经。
This person said, okay, now I'm laid off, now I have time to study the Bible.
所以他的心智永远是向神的。
So his mind is always pointing to God.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is God delighted to do.
神用他的方式会带领我们。
Because God will use his own way to lead us.
今天我们接着讲，我们有了一个新的心智。
So today we continue to talk about once we have a new mind.
我们应该做什么呢？
What should we do then?
脱去旧人。
The first thing is to put off our old self.
这儿讲到，旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
Here in verse 22 said, our old self because of desire, so we become sinful.
这个借鉴的翻译的味道有点不太足，就是。
In this word, it say gradually, but it's not quite right.
实际上，他要表达的说，我们这个旧人是随时都可能变坏的。
Actually, it means that our old self can be sin anytime.
有时候就是说，很突然间会变得很坏了。
And suddenly, you can be very bad.
而不是借鉴的。
不是啊、it's not gradually.
所以随时都可能变坏。
So anytime you can be very bad.
那既然这样，所以我们脱去旧人呢，就是一生的功课。
So that because of this, so we have to put off ourselves is a whole life process.
因为我们虽然是耶稣的门徒
，even though we are disciples of Christ，
但是那个罪性
，but we still have the sinful nature，
就是从亚当来的，依然在我们体内。
The sinful nature is passed down from Adam.
他依然在引诱我们，诱惑我们。
And this sinful nature always tempted us, deceive us.
使我们随从世上的各种各样的。
And he wants us to follow this world.
但是这个旧人又包括什么呢？
But what does the old self include?
我们读一下以弗所书四章三十一节。
So if we study Ephesians chapter
4,
chapter 4, verse 31.
一切苦毒大家一起来，恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
In this verse, it says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice."
这是从上下文，保罗却教导我们。
This is for Apostle Paul torture.
所有这些旧的东西都必须除掉。
This bad thing has to get rid of.
我们的苦毒在刹那之间就容易产生。
For the bitterness, sudden, we can have bitterness very easily.
所以不会是渐渐的。
So it cannot be suddenly. It can be is continuous suddenly happen.
当你听到别人讲话语气不对的时候
，When you hear somebody say something bad to you，
看到他表情异样的时候
，Or look at the person's face，
你就会想，这人怎么回事了？
And then you think about what happened to this person.
我又没得罪他。
I didn't do anything.
为什么会像我这样呢？
Why he treated me like that?
就会产生苦毒。
So this is called bitterness.
我们大家都期望别人能够完全彻底的理解我们自己。
We want other people to understand ourselves.
但我们会花很少的力气去理解别人。
But many times we didn't want to understand others.
造成各种各样的误解。
So there will be a lot of misunderstanding among people.
误解的时候又切断沟通的渠道。
Once you have misunderstanding, we will disconnect our communication.
这时候心里边就会产生怨恨。
And then we will create complaint.
抱怨。
Complain rage.
甚至根本就不想看到这个人。
And even you don't want to see this person.
但是有一点，只要我们是神的儿女。
But Once you were child of God,
不管你多么不想见他，
even though you don't want to see this person，
在天国里边你必然见到他。
In heaven, you will see him again.
那时候你怎么对待他呢？
How do you face to this person in heaven?
所以我们希望靠着圣灵的引导和帮助。
So we have to depend on the Spirit and His help.
我们要彼此谅解。
So we have to forgive each other.
彼此赦免。
Forgive each other and understand.
彼此接纳。
To accept the others.
那才是真正圣家里面的一家人。
And then this is the really the members of the God's family.
我举个例子啊，这儿
give example,
这儿有几张图片。
This is a few pictures.
上面两张图片是日本的那个地铁。
The first two pictures is the subways in Japan.
下边的两个图片是美国那个汽车交通。
The lower two pictures are about the commute in this country.
如果是你在日本工作的话，
if you work in Japan,
因为日本的道路比较窄。
The highway in Japan is smaller.
车也不少。
小孩子多。
不少。
There's a lot of cars in Japan too.
但他们的地铁交通很发达。
But Japan has a very good railway system.
所以大多数人都是乘地铁上下班。
So most Japanese people they take the public transport.
他们那个地铁太复杂了。
It's very complicated.
每一个地铁站都会有十几二十个口。
In each subway station, there's many exits.
但是如果你在日本，突然间你工作来到美国了，假如说。
But if you're from Japan, you suddenly come to this country and work here.
美国的地铁就没有那么发达了。
In this country, the subway system is not as good as Japan.
主要靠自己驾车。
So most of us we drive.
所以说，如果说你在日本习惯了坐地铁，但是在来美国，你必须习惯于开车。
In other words, in Japan, you used to ride the subway, but in this country, when you are in this country, you have to adjust to driving.
换句话说，你在日本那个坐地铁相当于一个旧人。
So just like when you're in Japan, you are the old self.
你来到美国，你必须把它脱掉。
When you come to this country, you have to put off your old self and then start the new things.
你必须把它放弃掉。
You have to put down.The old things.
你要尽快适应美国的驾车上班的这个这样一个环境。
So you have to adjust the driving habit in this country.
但是换句话说，如果你生活在一种每天抱怨，说为什么美国的地铁不像日本那么发达呢？
But if you complain, how come the US subway system is not as good as Japan?
所以你的生活的就是另外一种光景。生活是另外一种光景。
Because you are living in a different life.
所以我们要学会脱去旧人。
So we have to learn how to put off our old self.
脱去那种旧的生活方式。
To get rid of the old custom.
如果不清楚，我再举一个例子。
I give you another example.
山西。
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 下边是江西。
And then there's another place called 江西。
对，我因为我故意改成一个地图了，因为我们尤其是 Youth 可能不清楚中国的地理位置。
Yeah, so we show you the map of China.
山西、江西一字之差，但差别很大。
These two provinces, the names are very similar. It's only different by one word, but they're big difference.
我是山西的，我们山西人。
He came from 山西 the top.
喜欢吃那个麦子做的面。
He loved to eat the noodle made from wheat.
刀拨面，那个面片，那个拉面，各种各样的面。
All kinds of noodle he likes to eat.
但是如果说一个山西人，你要嫁到江西也好，或者是工作到江西也好。
But if a person from his province moved to Jiangxi, the lower part.
江西就没那么多面了。
But there, in Jiangxi, there's not that many kinds of noodles.
主要是米。
They mainly eat rice.
要吃面也是米粉。
If you want to eat noodles,
拿大米做的。所以说，你换一个地方。
So that means if you change a place,
你的生活方式必然改变。
Your lifestyle will change.
我们从魔鬼的世界。
So that's just like when we used to live in the devil world.
属世的这个世界。
Live in this world.
这个黑暗的世界。
It's a darkness.
进入神的国度。
But once you came to the kingdom of God,
光明的国度。
It's a light of.
我们的生活方式必然要改变。
So your lifestyle has been changed.
要放弃那些旧的生活方式。
So you have to put off your old self.
我们放弃旧的以后。
Once you put off your old self,
剩下一个空间
there's a space,
腾出来一个空间
there's a space.
我们要穿上什么呢
then what we have to do to fill this space,
我们要穿上新人
then we have to put on the new self.
那么这穿上新人里边有几个意思一个是
there's several meanings, when you say put on the new self, there's several meanings there.
这新人有神的形象。
The first thing is the new self. You have the image of God.
他有真理的仁义和圣洁。
You have God's righteousness and His holiness.
所以他有一个真理。
So there's a truth.
他有这个圣洁。
And that holiness.
他有真理。
And righteousness.
所以我们只要是信主的人。
So once you become a Christian, a child of God,
都有这三样东西。
You have these three qualities.
我们有神的义
You have God's righteousness.
神的义是加给我们的
The righteousness is given by God.
不是我们做什么好事情
Not because you do something good that you earn it. You didn't earn it. God gave it to you, the righteousness.
神看我们是圣洁的
And God look at us, we are holy.
这个圣洁的概念是主所规定的那个圣洁
The holiness means is God expects us to be holy.
就是和基督一样的毫无瑕疵
Just likeThe Bible said, "We like Christ, we are blameless."
在这一节经文中，这个圣洁是用的一个形容词，是一个名词。
This word is as a noun.
但它对应的那个形容词，圣洁那个形容词，就是这个名词对应的那个形容词，这个圣洁。Adjective of the holiness. 它出现过八次，就这个圣洁这个形容词出现过八次。
Okay, holiness in the Bible, they have been using as an adjective, but this is a noun.
这八次当中有六次就直接指基督是圣洁的。
And this eight times reference in the Bible, six times is referred to Christ.
所以让我们穿上圣洁。
So it means we are wearing the holiness, wearing Christ.
就是让我们的言语行为。
That means our language, our actions.
要毫无瑕疵。
Should be blameless like Christ.
这是一个努力的方向。
So this is our goal that we have to follow.
我们知道我们做不到毫无瑕疵。
We know that we cannot attain this blamelessness.
但神看我们的心。
It's impossible, but God is looking at our heart.
我们必须有这样一个心智。
So we should have this mind.
向毫无瑕疵的方向走。
So we have to follow this direction to be blameless.
另外一个是真理。
The third is the truth.
真理的概念就是说永远不变的这样一个事实。
What does it mean by truth? Truth means something that never changed.
所以我们有了基督的生命。
So once you have the life of Christ,
这个是永恒的。
It's eternal.
这个是没有任何情况下会改变的。
So nothing can change that.
基督改了我们这个。
Christ gave us the eternal life.
这个是个永恒不变的 gift.
This is a gift from God that's never changed.
所以我们要穿上新人。
So this verse says we have to put on the new self.
就像基督已经改了我们一颗心一样。
Just like Christ gave us a new mind.
那个呢，我们读一下加拉太书三章二十七节。
So if you read Galatians chapter 3 verse 27.
你们受洗归入基督的，就是披戴基督了。
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ.
就是说，神看我们现在情况，我们已经是穿上新人了。
So God look at us, we are all have the new clothes, we have the new self.
这是我们地位上的一个新人。
So this is the status we have changed.
就是地位上我们完完全全是新人了。
So.For all of us, we are the status. We have a new self.
所以保罗给各个教会写书信的时候，都会讲什么什么地方的圣徒。
So that's the reason when Paul wrote his letter, he said all the saints.
但实际情况会是怎么样呢
？But actually, what does it mean?
保罗在罗马书十三章十四节劝诫我们。
In Paul, in when he wrote the well, in the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 14.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
So Paul said, rather clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh.
所以我们要脱去我们的旧人。
So we have to put off our old self.
要穿上新人。
So we have to put on the new self.
脱去旧人方面。
When we put off our old self.
如果保罗讲的，如果原来懒惰的，现在要做工。
So Paul said, if you are lazy before, you have to work hard now.
在美国我们已经 work 很 hard 了。
In this country, everybody work very hard.
好像这个不太适应于我们。
So it seems to me it doesn't apply to us.
但是在美国，你看这到处都有那个卖彩券的。
But in this country, you can see a lot of places they sell lotto ticket.
所以说，你从前买彩券的。
Before some people like to buy lottery ticket.
或者从前想买彩券的。
Or they think about to buy lottery ticket.
把这个旧人就脱去了。
And then you should.Put off your old self. Don't buy anymore.
对，我们就不买了。
Don't buy lottery ticket.
我们都喜欢忧愁。
Most of us, we always, sometimes always sad.
因为我们生活在异国他乡，有很多不确定的因素。
Because we are most of us are foreigners into this country, so we have in our lives we feel sorry and sad.
有两种忧愁。
There's two kinds of sorrow.
为世俗的忧愁。
One kind is you worry about, you said you worry sorrow about the world.
这个属于旧人的部分。
And this belong to the old self.
神希望你忧愁，为神的国忧愁。
But on the other side, God wants you to be sad of sorrow because he wants you to be sorrow set for his kingdom.
体贴我们和神的关系。
So that we can have a good relationship with God.
体贴周围人还没有信主的一些朋友们。
So you will consider the people surrounding you because they have not known God.
我在说这个孩子们啊。
Now I'm talking to the youth.
今天这个科技太发达了。
Today the technology is so advanced.
其中一个发达的用处不对，就是发展很多各种各样的这种 game.
Unfortunately, the technologies they make it to create a lot of games.
所以从前 play game 的。
So a lot of you young kids they play
games. 把这个旧人脱去。
So if you used to play games, then you should put off yourself. Don't play too much game.
不再 play the game.
Don't play games.
所以我们有很多旧人，我们私下在自己回顾，我们有哪些旧人不喜悦的，都要通通的脱掉。
So you should think about yourself. What kind of old self that you should put it off? Don't have it anymore.
脱下这些以后，我们要穿上我们的义。
So once you put off the old self, then you have to.Put on something that is the righteousness.
保罗劝诫我们。
Paul advises, tell us,
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪，做不义的器具。
So in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 8, do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness.
这是要脱去旧人，倒要像从死里复活的人。
So the first part is to put.Off your old self, but rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life. This is your old, it's a new self.
将自己献给神。
Yeah.
并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And offer yourself and offer every part of yourself to Him as instrument of righteousness. Your new
所以说，什么是义呢
？So what does it mean righteousness?
就是在方方面面为神做工。
That means you do things for God in.All aspect.
为神做工就是要侍奉我们的弟兄姊妹。
That means you have to serve your brother and sister, help people.
要爱我们的弟兄。
You love your brothers and sisters.
爱我们的邻舍。
Love your neighbors.
我们这个，我们生活这边呢，我老说我们太养尊处优了。
I always say that as we live in this country, we are so blessed, we are so easy.
我们必须思考，我们到底一生中。能为神做一点什么事情
？We should think about what can you do, what can you offer to God.
趁我们现在还有思考的能力。
Since you still are young and you can think.
还有侍奉的机会。
And you have energy to serve.
因为基督随时都可能来。
Because Jesus Christ will come again anytime.
我们要穿上圣洁。
So we have to wear the holiness.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
彼得前书一章十五节讲
First Peter chapter 1:15 said
那召我们的既是圣洁
But for just as he who called you is holy,
你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
So be holy in all you do.
圣洁就是要远离罪。
Holiness means you have to away from sin.
就是刚才说的远离各种各样的旧人所做的事情。
That means you away from all the old self, the things that you will do in the past, the bad things you do.
神知道我们没有这个能力。
God knows that we don't have this power, ability to do it.
所以他赐下圣灵住在我们心中。
There's a reason God gave us the Holy Spirit to live in us.
帮助我们。
To help us.
引导我们。
To guide us.
所以我们必须穿上圣洁，这是神的心意。
So we have to wear the newness. This is God wants us to do.
另外一个就是，我们得到基督就得到真理。
The first thing is when we have Christ, we have the truth.
因为耶稣说我就是道路真理生命
because this famous word Jesus said I am the way and the truth and the life
所以我们必须穿上这三样东西
so we have to wear put on these three things
神的义
God's righteousness
神的圣洁
God's holiness
神本身
and God himself the truth
所以我们只有这样才能够将来见主面
and as long as you have these three things then you will be see GodFace him in the future road.
你没有这些，没有这些圣灵的果实，你也可以见主面。
Even though you don't have these three things, you can see God.
只是神的恩典。
But you don't have God's grace.
但是到时候你会很羞愧。
But at this time, you will be ashamed of yourself.
因为有圣灵果实的。
Because when you have the fruit of the Spirit,
神会给各种各样的奖赏。
Because God will reward you.
啊，有关奖赏是这样。我们昨天晚上在这边抽奖。
And talk about reward. Last night we have a Chinese New Year celebration here. We have a door prize.
昨天晚上在这儿抽奖的人，有谁说抽奖的时候啊，千万别让我抽上奖。
But last night nobody wants to say, "Don't pick me, don't pick me, so that I won't get the prize."
恐怕很少。
I don't think anybody wants.
如果有的话，你真是奇才了。
So if you are that person, you are really.Strange.
所以将来我们见主面的时候
So in the future if we see Christ
主会给我们奖赏
God will give us reward
如果在天上别人都有奖赏而你没有奖赏
If everybody get reward in heaven then you don't have reward
就像昨天晚上很多人都抽上你没抽上
Just like last night a lot of people get the door prize if you are the one don't have the door prize just like me
我们会很羞愧
I'd be sadThat's okay.
我们会很羞愧的。
Now, so if you don't get a reward in heaven, you will be ashamed.
这些都是神的教导和神的期望。
So this is the teaching from God that we have to learn.
所以这个是老生常谈了。我们穿上新人的方法没有新方法。
Okay, this is the old thing that when we say we want to put on the new self, there's only one way.
在横的方面有团契和侍奉。
So if you look at this picture, the cross on the horizontal one, you have the fellowship and the service.
在纵的方面，我们有读经。
And look at the vertical thing, you have to study the Bible.
祷告。
You have to pray.
灵修。
And you have the devotion.
如果出过这些，有人哪一天给你教导说他有什么秘诀、有秘招
？But if one day somebody tell you that, hey, there's some secret, some.Other ways,
你要小心
but you have to be very careful.
因为我们亲近主的秘招就是这些
Because the only way, the only thing is this.
读经我们是常年累月的读
So study the Bible is every day.
不是365天你读上一个星期你就好了
Not just read it for one week, that's enough.
就像我们锻炼身体一样
Just like you do exercise.
难道你说你365天你跑上一个星期你的身体就会健康吗
You just don't run one week, and then you get a healthy body. You have to run every day.
不可能。
It's impossible.
神很多情况下让我们通过我们生活中各种各样所遇到的经历。
So God used our daily life experience to teach us.
来体会怎么样和他建立一种亲密的关系。
To show us how to build up a good relation, close relationship with God.
既然我们锻炼身体可以坚持。
If you believe that exercise can give you a healthy body.
我想神也给我们力量可以坚持读经祷告灵修
God can give you the power, the ability to study the Bible to build up a relationship with God
如果你不做这些
But if you don't do these things,
神的恩典你会尝到，尝到那么仅仅那么一点点。
You only have a little bit taste of God's grace.
就像说一盘一整盘满汉全席。
Just like a big delicious banquet dinner.
你就光能看别人尝，你只能尝一点点。
You just look at other people eat a good meal. You just taste a little bit.
所以我们新年要有新的行动。
So for the new year, you need to have a new action.
在我们教会的层面。
In our church,
我们会按着教会的意向走。
We will follow the church vision.
我们教会的意向是。
This is our church vision.
拥有一个能够影响社区的、活出基督生命、结满圣灵果子的耶稣基督门徒群体。
Our church vision is like this: have a group of disciples of Jesus Christ who live out the life of Christ to influence the community. And to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这里边我提两个主要的。
There's a couple things that's very important I'd like to mention.
我们是耶稣的门徒。
First, we are disciples of Jesus Christ.
我们应该活出基督的生命。
We have to live out the life of Christ.
只要你有基督的生命。
If you have the life of Christ,
你就会结出善果。
Then you have to bear the fruit.
满了圣灵的果子。
Of the Holy Spirit,
你就会影响社区。
And then you will influence the community.
我们一个群体就是一个和谐的群体。
Our community, our church is a unified group.
所以界定我们自己是门徒。我们要明白我们是耶稣的门徒。
So you have to understand you are the disciples of Jesus Christ.
我们求神帮助活出基督的生命。
So we ask that God can help us to live out the life of Christ.
我们教会的那个使命
And then we talk about the church mission.
就是我们要做什么呢
That means, what are we going to do?
就是帮助弟兄姊妹成为耶稣真正的门徒
We want to help our brother and sister to become the true disciples of Christ.
遵照圣经造就能够舍己
So the church mission is follow the Bible to make disciples who deny themselves.
这个是相当于那个脱去旧人的部分
This is just like what we talk about to put off our old self
背着十字架跟从主
Carry the cross, follow the Lord
这个是相当于穿上新人的部分
This is just like what we talk about to put on the new self
结出善果的门徒
And bear good fruit
这个是自然而然的
And this is the result
所以我们会 follow 整个这个教会的意向和使命来做我们教会的事工
So all the activity, all the churchfunction we are following this church mission
我们今年会做门徒训练
This year we are going to have some discipleship training
我大概这里边介绍一下几个概念门徒在福音书中出现了230次
Let me talk about what is disciple Disciple means in the Bible in the gospel it mentioned itMentioned 230 times.
使徒行传出现了28次。
In the book of Acts, it talk about 28 times.
基督徒这个名词。
But in the Bible, Christian.
出现过三次。
Only happened in three times.
信徒，我们中文的信徒这个词。
In the Bible, believer.
出现过五次。
Only five times in the Bible.
所以我们信主以后。必然是耶稣的门徒。
So once you become a Christian, you are definitely a disciple.
是跟随耶稣的人。
To follow Christ.
所以我们通常有时候会有这样一种错觉。
Many times people have some misconception.
会说我是基督徒。
Many people say I'm a Christian.
当想自己是不是耶稣的门徒的时候，他会打个问号：我到底是不是耶稣的门徒
？But when people ask, "Are you a disciple?" then he have question in his mind.
因为好像说耶稣的门徒只能说，积极热心侍奉神的人、侍奉弟兄的人才是耶稣的门徒。
Because they thought disciple means somebody has to be, to do a lot of work for Christ and the church, then you are disciples.
所以这个概念是 totally wrong.
So this is a wrong concept.
还有一个词是平信徒这个字儿。
Another word is called believer.
这个在网上书里边经常出现这个词儿。
There's a lot of places that happen like on the internet, in the books, people mention this believer.
平信徒就在大多数人跟你说 平信徒呢，就是说，啊，我那个有时间来敬拜敬拜，迟到三五分钟也没事，反正前面唱歌，有时间来参加参加团契，好像这我们就平信徒很好了。
So when they say they are believers, means or they can come to church if they have time or if they feel like it to be a Christian, that they will do it. So they call it believer.
其他只是这个门徒的事情。
The other things that is belong to the disciples.
这也是一个错误的概念。
This is the wrong concept.
所以不存在平信徒这一说。
So there's nothing called only believer.
我们都是神的门徒。
We are all disciples of Christ.
只不过呢，有的跟得紧一点。
The only thing different is somebody is closer following Christ.
有的跟得远一点。
Or somebody is following further apart from Christ.
但既然神在这个地方设立这个教会，我们是神的家里边的一员。
So once this is the church that God created, founded, and so we are part of this church family.
我们不希望我们这个队伍拉得很长。
We don't want this team to be very long.
我们通奔天路，我们永永远远在一起，要跟随神。
We should be get close together to follow Christ.
所以我们希望帮助那些，就是刚才我这两个错误概念，如果你有这个错误概念，尽快的矫正。
So that's the reason the church like to help those Christians to get rid of this misconception.
你别有一天见了耶稣了，说我是平信徒。
Don't tell Jesus Christ that one day you saw him, oh, I'm only a believer.
完了，耶稣给你就说，我这儿没有平信徒。
And then Jesus will reply, say, I don't have just believers.
那又到时候怎么回答呢？
Then how do you answer?
所以说我们都是耶稣的门徒。
So everyone here is the disciples of Christ.
希望能我们能够彼此勉励。
So we have to encourage each other to remind us we are all disciples of Christ.
我们都将来一起借主的时候呢？
So in the future when we see Christ again,
我们都有满满的那个圣灵的果子呈现给基督。
So we all have fruit of the Holy Spirit to see Christ.
门徒训练有很多种方法。
There is different kinds, different ways for discipleship training.
最常见的一种就是项目式门徒训练 program。就是他这个项目，就是说他把十几二十个人集中在一起，拿一本教材上两三个月的课程，这个就完了。这个是
The most common program for a discipleship training is to have people gather together and take some classes and then and teach them and learn something. Then that's it.
另外一个叫综合式门徒训练。
And the second one is called 综合式什么？
Integrated.
Or integrated discipleship training.
我们教会实际上就是落在这个范畴里边。
Our church belongs to the second one.
就是我们通过各种各样的，比如说我们团契、敬拜、主日学，通过各种各样的活动当中，那个就是说门徒自己自发这种成长。
Integrated discipleship training means we use worship, fellowship, Bible study, all kinds of church activity to learn to be disciples.
这个成长也很慢。
This is also a very slow process.
另外一个是以关系为导向的门徒训练。
The first thing is called relationship discipleship training.
因为我们知道耶稣基督在世上的时候，
As you know that when Jesus lived on this earth,
他出过经常在甚至有万人的机会上布道以外。
Jesus has been preached a lot of times with a lot of people.
他经常带十二个门徒
But he has only 12 disciples, students with him,
和他生活在一起
to live with him.
所以他们有一个亲密的关系
So they have very close relationship with Jesus.
这就是我们要 follow 这个我们每三四个人一个组从执事会开始这有相对长的时间至少一年的时间
So we will use this idea concept. So start from the deacons, we have a few people get it together.And we get close for 1 year.
最后，希望我们在座的教会的每一位弟兄姊妹都能够参与门徒训练。
So I hope that everybody in the church can join the discipleship training.
我们使用的两本书写的是合一的、合神心意的门徒和合神心意的领袖。
t These are the two books we are going to use for our discipleship training. The first one is called Discipleship Essential. The second one is called Leadership Essential.
我谈一下这个领袖的词儿啊。
Let me talk about the word leadership.
教会的领袖不同于世上的领袖。
The leadership in the church is different from the leadership in the world.
教会的领袖就是 more service.
The leadership in the church is you have to offer more service.
就是说更多的舍己。
You have to sacrifice yourself.
更多的牺牲。
You have to sacrifice yourself.
更多的付出。
You have to pay a lot.
领袖不是说有权力有 power。
Leadership doesn't mean that you have the power authority only.
是要更多的谦卑。
But you have to humble yourself.
所以我们在执事会的弟兄姊妹当中，我们会采取这两本。
So that's the reason we start from the deacons.
另外一个，我们今年对那个差传上我们会做一些调整。
And this year for our mission, we have some adjustment.
最近我们联系了有一个那个 Living Hope 这样一个福音机构。
Recently, our church get connected with an organization called Living Hope.
他们在洪都拉斯准备有一些就是宣教的施工。
And Living Hope is going to have a mission in the country of Honduras.
洪都拉斯就是中美洲。
Honduras is a small country in Mid America.
我忘了把那个地图给打出来。
Forget to show the map. It's next to Ecuador, south of Mexico.
就是离我们很近了，就是早上出发，下午就到了。
Yeah, it's very close to us. If you live
所以
in the morning, you will be there in the afternoon.
去那边呢，可以给那个就是说帮助当地给当地的孩子们做那个 VBS， 就是 Vacation Bible School.
So if we go there, we can help those kids there to have vocational Bible school.
就是我们的 youth 如果说有兴趣，
so the youth can go and help the kids.
有这个心意可以去。
If you have the willing to go.
当然，我们大人也有很多的机会。
Of course, for the adults, we can go. We have many opportunities.
现在我所知道的时间6月24号到7月1号
The first trip is June 24th to July 1st
沈牧师他们教会会组织那个 youth 去那边那个做那个 VBS 的施工
The Christian, Chinese Christian Church of Baltimore Reverend Shen's Church they will go there to do the vocational Bible school training
所以我们可以搭他们的送分车
So we can go with them
另外还有一个7月1号到7月7号有一个Family, 就是家庭短学。
And then the second trip is July 1st to July 7th. There's a family, mission trip to there.
就是说，几家 family 去了以后呢，孩子们呢也可以在那边帮着做 VBS.
And then once the family went there, go there, and the children can help to do the VBS too.
那大人呢可以做其他的事工。
And then the adults can do some other ministry.
这个我已经报名了，就是因为有其他州几个牧师他们一起去。
And myself already registered for this trip.
所以说，如果有那个弟兄姊妹愿意让你们的孩子去
，So if you or your children or you like to go to this mission trip，
详细情况你们可以找我再了解。
If you want more detail, you can ask me. I will tell you more.
这儿呢，就是只是上一次那个沈牧师要放那个洪都拉斯视频没放出来的，你就、
yeah.
就画 click 一下，哇，它会显示一个 open， 完了再 click。
Yeah, now I'm going to show you a video clip.
直接 click。
That is Reverend Shen going to show last time, but it's not able. Now we're going to show
click
you.
Click 两次.
Yeah. Double click the icon, then you will see the video. Double click the. Yes. Now watch this video about the mission trip to Honduras. Okay. It's a very poor country, Honduras.
Thank you.
所以从这个视频里面我会看到那个地方是很穷很穷的。
So from the video you can see the country is really poor.
他们住的房子在我们这儿简直储藏室都没法用了。
Yeah, the housing, you look at it, they live in is worse than our storage room.
所以我希望我们今年弟兄姊妹或者幼师可以走出去看看外边的世界。
So I'd like to, this year, maybe our youth or some of us can go there and see the world.
想想神对我们的恩典与慈爱。
And can tell that God, how blessed we are that God gave us.
想想我们怎么样回报神对我们的爱。
So we can repay him for the love, for the blessing that God gave us.
所以我们身为基督的门徒。
So be a disciples of Christ.
应该顺从圣灵的带领。
We have to follow and obey the Holy Spirit.
我们要立定心智跟随神。
We have set our mind to follow God.
脱去旧我。
We have to put off our old self.
穿上新我。
And put on the new self.
那自然而然就会多结善果。
And then eventually you will bear fruit for the Holy Spirit.
这就是我们耶稣门徒的生活目的。
This is the life of being a Christian.
是神所喜悦的。
This is the purpose of our life that God pleased.
神与我们同工。
God worked with us.
不是靠我们自己。
Not depend on yourself.
是靠神。
Is also God's helping us.
求神使用我们。
May God to use all of us.
愿神得着一切的荣耀。
So that he get all the glory.
愿我们在我们生活当中也能够荣耀神。
So that we can glorify him in our life.
我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们再次感谢您。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you again.
感谢您教导我们。
Because you teach us.
感谢您借着话语引导我们。
Use your word to teach us.
感谢你赐下圣灵做我们随时的帮助。
And also you give your Holy Spirit to guide us and help us.
主啊，愿我们顺从圣灵的引导。
May we can follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
不消灭圣灵的感动。
We should not listen to the Holy Spirit.
脱下旧我。
To put off our old self.
穿上新人。
And put on the new self.
活出基督的生命。
So we can live the Christ, the life of Christ.
能够结出善果。
So that we can bear fruits.
愿主得着一切的荣耀。
May you get all the glory.
愿主保守我们在座的。
We ask that you look upon each of us.
让我们时时仰望你。
So that we can depend on you.
靠主过一个得胜的生活。
So we can have victory life.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in your Son, Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.